Have you heard Jesus is coming back for his bride? And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Read Revelation 22:17. And who's the bride? Read Ephesians 5:27. Visit the website now. And the Spirit and the bride say, come.org. Mail correspondence to And the Spirit and the bride say, come. P.O. Box 210, Stone Mountain, Georgia 30086. Or send an email to info@andthespiritandthebridesaycome.org.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, and welcome once again to our broadcast. We thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we thank you for tuning in and being with us today. I'm your broadcast announcer, Elder David Morris, and our broadcast is, And the Spirit and the Bride Say Come. We always like to begin our broadcast with a prayer. Would you bow your head with us as we go before the throne of grace? Lord, we thank you once again for this opportunity that you allowed us to come before your people with your word. We pray that you will be in the broadcast. Someone will be healed, saved, and delivered through your word. In the name of Jesus, by faith, we do claim it done. Amen and thank you, Jesus. Well, my friend, we're back again, announcing that Jesus is on his way back for his bride, and we're excited about it. He's coming back not for a fiancé, not for a girlfriend, and not for a social partner, but he's coming back for his bride without a spot and a wrinkle. Today, our broadcast is entitled, The Bride of Christ, Taking It to the Street. The Bride of Christ, Taking It to the Street. According to the book of Acts, the 9th chapter and the 11th verse, it reads, And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight. Listen to that, my friend. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul, for behold, he prayeth. That's the scripture, my friend, that explains what the street is all about. In the year of 1993, an unusual survey was taken. It was reported that there were over a million streets located in the United States. Did you hear that? Over a million streets located in the United States. On those streets was over a million trips taken each and every day. Now, my friend, that's a lot of streets and that's a lot of trips. But that's what the survey reported. And when you look at it, that's a lot of taking it to the streets. But we must, look at here, we must take a closer look. Thank you, Jesus. We need to re-examine, re-evaluate, and rethink. We need to reanalyze the concept of the street. Maybe we are missing something. Maybe we're missing something, my friend. Because when you really look at it, the street is more than just a road that we travel on. That's what we look at it as, just a place where we go back and forth. But a street is much more. It's a place where people live. People live on the street. An expressway, a boulevard of life itself. A street can be a path that leads to everlasting life, or a back alley that leads to a dead end. That's what a street can be. Saul, who was Paul, after he was converted and his name was changed to Paul, but it was Saul in the beginning. Saul was a traveler on the street of life. As a matter of fact, Saul, many theologians agree that he was a member of the Sanhedrin court. That was one of the leading religious bodies of that time. But we know that Saul received letters from the high priest to go to different churches and to pull them out of there, men and women, bound and take them back to Jerusalem. Oh yes, that happened. And one day Paul got a letter from the high priest to take it to the street of Damascus. And the Bible said that Paul took off, but he met somebody else on the street. Look out. Woo, glory to God. Huh? Be careful who you meet on the street. When he got on the street, the Bible said that Paul, who was Saul, met Jesus, and a light knocked him to the ground. Him and his letter along with it. And he was blind, but he heard a voice. Hallelujah. But he couldn't see anybody. And he said, "Who is this?" And the Bible said Jesus spoke up and said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I know you on your way. You're taking it to the street of Damascus. But I got something I want to cover with you before you get there. Paul, it is hard to kick against the pricks." So what was Paul doing? Where was he going? What did he have? What was he taking to the street? Was he taking Jesus or was he taking the world? Look what happened in Acts 9:3. It'll tell you what he was doing, what he was carrying. "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from heaven." And the fourth verse. "And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Paul was in the street on his way to Damascus. We cannot take the world into the street because the world is a representation of the street. It is a relative of the street. Trying to solve the puzzle of the street by utilizing the world, my friend, it will not work. Oh no. You can't use the world and take it to the street and expect positive results. Glory to God. Remember this, my friend. The street is a totally different environment. It operates by entirely different set of rules. If you ever been in the street, you will know where I'm coming from. Now, you can be on the street, but once you've been in the street, you'll know where I'm coming from. Once you've been out there in the street, and the Lord say, glory to God, hey, save you out of the street, then you will know the street. Thank you, Jesus. So why is it, my friend, why is there such hesitation when it comes to taking Jesus to the street? Why is there a problem? Why did Paul have a problem? When it comes time to take Jesus to the street, he took a letter from the high priest to go and persecute the church. I'm going to tell you, maybe because all streets are not made out of asphalt and pavement. Maybe some streets are made out of flesh and blood. Jesus made it clear in the book of Matthew, the 9th chapter and the 12th verse. Matthew 9:12. Get your Bible. And Jesus will tell us what's happening in the street. "But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that behold need not a physician." Listen to that. "They need not a physician, but they that are sick." What? Hallelujah.
What are you saying, Jesus? Well, the Pharisees that heard this didn't have a clue what Jesus was talking about. But they told on themselves in the next verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get your Bible. The 13th verse. Listen to what it said. But go, Jesus told them. So you want to know what's happening out there in the street? But go ye and learn what that means. I have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. In other words, you want to know what's happening in the street? You won't find it hiding in the back of the church. And Jesus wouldn't tell him. He said, go out there and find out. You're talking about the street. You're criticizing the people that are in the street. Or they ain't about nothing. Well, you go out there and you find out. Come out of your safe, secluded place and go out there and try to help somebody. Because you will not learn it sitting in here hiding. Glory to God. Now, I am not, my friend, a scholar. And I don't pretend to know the mind of Jesus and why he said this and why he said that. But judging from my life, the street sometimes cannot get to Jesus because we are the first one in line. Oh, glory to God. What are you talking about? The street comes in for prayer. But we are in the line. We are supposed to be whole. Jesus said a physician is not for the whole, for the well. It's for those that are sick. The street comes in sick and got to get in the back of the line behind us that's supposed to be well. Glory to God. They're supposed to know Jesus. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. They're supposed to be a follower of Christ. But the street have to sit back in the back and wait. The street comes in some of our churches trying to get healed from crack cocaine, smack, heroin, hash. But what do they find? They find us sometimes of testifying and crying about the Toyota that we're driving is not sufficient. Lord, I need a Lexus. And the street hear that. Sitting up there trying to get off of crack. And we're up in line. Testifying. Talking about cars and things. And the street says, I need to go back to the street. Glory. Hallelujah. Because it ain't happening in here. These folks, they ain't worried about the street. It's what have you done for me lately? Hallelujah. I don't know if that's what Jesus meant. I can't say. But he wouldn't tell them till they went out there and found out for themselves. It's easy, my friend, to stay up in an edifice, a secluded place, and hide and talk about somebody that's going through the street. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not going to work. The Bible said the men, took Saul by the hand, took Paul by the hand, and led him into the street of Damascus. He was blind, and the Lord had already prepared a disciple by the name of Ananias to meet him and to straighten him out on the street. What's happening in the street? But there's a mystery in this, my friend. There is a mystery in this right here that we need to consider right now. It's unfolding right before our eyes. And I'm going to ask our producer to bring back the scripture, Acts 9 and 11. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight. My Lord. And inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed. It's a mystery right there, my friend. Listen here. Out of all the streets in Damascus, the Lord sent Paul to Straight Street. Hallelujah. Do you see what I'm talking about? Huh? Not to Boulevard. Not to the Las Vegas Parkway. Not to Main Street. But he sent him to Straight Street. What you doing here, Lord? What are you saying? Out of all the streets in Damascus, he chose Straight Street for Paul to go and meet the disciple Ananias and to get straight. Amen. What are you saying? Hallelujah. What are you saying? In order to take it to the street, my friend, we got to be straight. That is the problem. We're trying to take it to the street, and we don't understand how to help anybody on the street because we're not on Straight Street ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to be straight. You can't go out on the street and you ain't straight. Oh, no. When you take it to the street, you got to be straight. You know why? Because the street will sniff you out. What you talking about? The street has a nose like a hound. It will sniff you out every time. We might fool the church folks, but the street knows the game when it sees it. We can't fool the street with the street. If you ever been out there, you would know what I'm talking about. When you go, you gotta be straight, my friend. Half-stepping. Going to church on Sunday and living like the devil all day Monday will not work, my friend. Take it from me. I have tried that and it did not work. I could not come out of the street with that mentality. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to be straight. Sin in the straight street. Think about it, my friend. Are we on Straight Street? Are we on Straight Street? Think about it. That's where we have to be. Half-stepping ain't going to get it. Hallelujah. We got to be real. This thing is real. It ain't no plaything, my friend. That's why I could not come out of the street. I was playing around. But until I came to myself, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, and I decided to do it like the Bible said, then I was able to find my way out through Jesus Christ, out of the street. I was able through Jesus, my friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Straight street. What we got to be on. You see, the street is not safely tucked away in a luxurious cathedral. Not the street. You may find us church folks in there, but the street is not in there. The street is not secluded in a monastery in a remote location. No, the street is in the street, my friend. Huh? Why are we hesitant? Because we ain't straight. Hallelujah. We ain't straight. Because when Paul went to Straight Street, he found Ananias, the disciple that Jesus had sent him to. And Ananias laid hands on him and his sight, glory, listen to what I'm saying, immediately came back and it straightened Paul out. And you know what Paul did after that? He never went back to the streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Never went back to the streets. One of the major apostles that didn't have to step back for nobody was elevated through the Lord, even to the third heaven, seeing things that was unlawful for man to even come back and talk about. Hallelujah. Once he got straight, he was able to deal with all situations in the street. Hallelujah. Yes, he was. That's what happened to Paul. You see, taking it to the street is a different thing, has a different set of rules. Go to St. Mark 6 and 56. St. Mark 6 and 56. And read what it says. This what should be happening in the street through us once we're straight. And whatso and whithersoever he entered, this was Jesus now, into the villages, a city, a country, they laid the sick in the street. There it is, my friend. That's our commission. Once we strayed and besought him that they may touch if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him, touched Jesus, were made whole. Glory to God. They is the key word right there. Who is they? They is the church. They is his bride. They is his people that have got straight through Jesus and went and was a benefit and brought the street back and laid them down in the middle of the street where they will be in the presence of Jesus as he walked by. Glory to God. You see what I'm talking about, my friend? Taking it to the street. The body of Christ. Taking it to the street. Hallelujah. As many as was laid there, Jesus healed them. But somebody had to go get them out of the street and bring them and lay them in the presence of Jesus. Glory to God. That's it right there. That's it, my friend. Hallelujah. The bride of Christ. You got a job. The church, we got a job. Instead of criticizing, look at your life. Look at my life. If somebody had went to the street, had not went to the street and encouraged me, I wouldn't be here today. And my friend, you wouldn't be here today either. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody has got to take it to the street. Not the world, but take Jesus Christ and lay them. Bring them back where they're in the presence. The street ain't coming on its own. It's sick. The street is sick. Spiritual sick. It is weary. It's too weak. It's too burdened. Too messed up in the mind. Somebody has got to take it to the street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Yes, sir. Somebody got to do it. Hallelujah. Quit talking and start walking. Yes, Lord. Thank you for tuning in and being with us today on our broadcast. Continue to follow us if you will. Pray for us that we'll continue to be followers of Christ and tell it like it is, my friend, not bound up by the world hiding in a secluded place with the finger out pointing at folk. And when they get there, they don't see nothing but us acting up. Glory to God. Woo. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Taking it to the street. You can reach us on our website and the Spirit and the Bride say come.org. Go to the contact page, click the links. You'll find YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Check us out. Amen. We've got one purpose: to take it to the street and bring those and lay them at the feet of Jesus. That's our purpose, my friend. You can keep the rest of this stuff. What the world is running at and trying to entice people. And then after they get there, they have nothing to offer. We offer Christ to you. That's all we have. If you go to YouTube, be sure you click on the link on the contact page, or you can find us. Be sure you ring the bell, notification bell, and subscribe to the channel. It will enable us to continue these broadcasts, my friend. We're not worried. Hallelujah. We ain't stopping and we ain't turning around. We don't have anything except the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's all we profess. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Any man preaching the other gospel, let it be a curse. That's what the Bible said. Glory to God. You know why we're excited? Hallelujah. Because the best is yet to come, my friend. We're on our way to the New Jerusalem. And we're living in the blessed hope. One day, we're going to meet you there.
Let us go to the New Jerusalem. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say come. We will all sing a brand new song. Let us go to the New Jerusalem.
Come the Spirit and the Bride.